We're doing Avat Chesed, and Chafetz Chaim had said that stinginess is one great cause that's really behind why people sometimes do not perform acts of kindness. And a person really prevents himself from having the trait of compassion for other people, mercy for other people. And he reaches the point where even if a poor person yells to him that he desperately needs his help, he closes his ears. And the pasuk says there's a special curse. Otem ozno mizakat dal. He who seals his ear from hearing the cry of the poor, gam hu yikra. He too will reach a point where he will be calling velo yeyane and won't be answered. So the Chafetz Chaim says when a person is stingy, it causes him to have other traits as well. Ufamim shemi vi zeli de shifichut damim. And this sometimes can reach the point where lives are lost because of this trait. Chidamrinan, like the Talmud says, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. The great Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi taught. We know Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. He's the one that tricked Satan and walked into the Garden of Eden alive. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi taught, En egla ruva ba ela bishvil tzarei ayin. The true cause for bringing the calf, the egla ruva, is people's stinginess. The Torah gives us a mitzvah of egla rufa, that if a person is found murdered by the wayside, we try to verify who the murderers are, what the cause, and we try to get justice. If it reaches a point where we cannot, so the Torah gives us a special mitzvah, that we bring a calf, and we do a special procedure, we bring in rabbis from Jerusalem, we say a whole special statement over this calf, we say we're not responsible, we did our best, and then we slaughter the calf, and that place where the calf is slaughtered may never again be used to grow anything. We say a human being was murdered in this place. We do this unusual procession in the hope that when we do this procession, people will hear about it, and if anyone knows any information, they'll come and tell us. The Egla Rufa was done only a few times in Jewish history. How often is a person murdered outside of the city by the wayside and no witnesses? So Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi taught that the Egla Arufa is brought because of people's stinginess. Shneimar, as the verse says, the elders come out, the elders from Jerusalem and the elders from the city come out, and they say, Ve'anu ve'amru, they call out and say, Yadeinu lo shafichu et adam hazeh, our hands did not spill this blood. We didn't murder him. Ve'inenu lo ra'u, nor did our eyes witness. Did we really think the elders were the murderers? Did we think the elders of the courts are the ones that murdered him? But rather, what they are declaring is he did not enter our territory. And we sent him away without food. We weren't stingy with him. He didn't come to our town and find himself in need and have to go out traveling in dangerous circumstances because no one helped him. No. What the elders are declaring and saying, we didn't cause his death, they're saying, we didn't allow our society to be a stingy society. He didn't come to our town and find himself in need, so he put himself in danger. So the procession is there because we are saying, you know, we did our best to have a good society. Haynu limzonot utzrach velo ayalo vera echad nosem zonot uval chotvan menu bonis ravono uvaze alav ve'arago. What the elders are declaring is, it's not like he left our town hungry. In our town, if a person's hungry, we take care of him. That's what they're saying in this procession. Because let's say he left our town famished, and he was going by the wayside, and he saw someone with a nice roll. So he runs over to him and says, I'm going to die, I'm famished, give me that roll. The guy says, no, you don't. Pulls out a gun and shoots him in the head. What the elders are declaring is, we didn't cause him to leave our town ravenous. And our town people don't leave hungry. So we see, if someone comes to do something harmful to his fellow man, comes to do something helpful to his fellow man, and because of his stinginess, he said, no, I'm not going to give you a loaf of bread. Leave. And then that causes that the guy will ultimately get murdered. So we see that the Torah refers to that as he caused the spilling of his blood, meaning one person's stinginess and not giving him the food he needed could ultimately lead him to be murdered. A guy comes and asks you for a loaf of bread. You say, get out of here, I'm not giving you a loaf of bread. The guy goes out and he breaks into a store, and then he sees no way but entering a life of crime, and then he ends up being killed because he entered a life of crime. Where did it all start? Because someone said, I'm not helping you, I'm not giving you a loaf of bread. You know, the whole book, Les Miserables, is about a guy who stole a loaf of bread because his family was dying of hunger. The whole long book, this whole fat book, he spends his whole life as a fugitive because he needed to steal a loaf of bread to help his family. So Chazal tell us, we have to understand the weight of helping our fellow man and understand the potential harm of being stingy. It can, and we have to work on not being stingy in accordance with the halacha. We don't have to be stupid. You know, helping someone means helping intelligently, but we do have to ensure that we are not stingy people.